Welcome to the Grace for This City podcast. We're helping you turn your city upside down. Hey, I'm your host, Justin Goff. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you today. All right. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the podcast. This is Grace for This City podcast, and we're helping you turn your city upside down. How are we doing that? We're giving you scriptural motivation and strategies so you can get out there and get some stuff done for your King, King Jesus, that is. And hey, we got a special podcast episode for you today. It is Thanksgiving Eve. It is Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we just want to get on here today and just encourage you and strengthen you and remind you that, hey, this is an amazing time. Even though there's chaos in the world, we serve an amazing God, and we have been truly blessed, folks. I mean, you know, you've heard the statement, oh, that's a first world problem. Well, you know what? These United States have been tremendously blessed. We've got so much to be thankful for. And so we want to talk a little bit on that theme today. And I'm joined in the studio today by some very special people. We got Pastor Christina and Pastor Bob with us today. Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning, hey, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And it's been a minute, but wow, we are so glad to get together again. And as we do this podcast right before this Thanksgiving season, we just bless you in the name of Jesus. And we are so, so thankful. We've got so much to be thankful for. We're thankful for this podcast, this opportunity to serve you in this way. We're thankful for you, the listener. And our prayer has always been that you would be strengthened, you would be encouraged, you could get some strategies, and you would be motivated to get out there and turn your city upside down. Guys, I think, you know, from the feedback, we've accomplished that.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, some of the most listened to podcasts have been the ones when you guys have been on here.
Hey.
And that's because of Christina. It's like an Oreo cookie here. We got the good stuff in the middle.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, we are thankful. I'm thankful for you guys. What a team.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get into this today. And Bob, I know that you and Christina have papers. So, I mean... These guys are so prepared. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful. Of course, I have papers occasionally, but mostly. But anyways, Bob, what do you got? You've got some stuff there. Let's take us right on into this.
Well, you know, we're talking about Thanksgiving. And ultimately, who are we directing our Thanksgiving to? It should be God. Ultimately. Yes, we are thankful for other people in our lives. We're thankful for our parents. We're thankful for coworkers. We're thankful for a lot of different things. But we want to aim our thanksgiving towards God. And as I was preparing for this, I decided to look up and see what the historical part of Thanksgiving is. And so I printed out some stuff, so you watch me fumble my pages here. But let's talk about pre-independence, before the United States, before 1776, before the war and stuff. What was Thanksgiving like? And of course, we can trace it all the way back. If you paid attention in your history books, there was religious persecution in England, and people escaped there. They came to the United States. The Pilgrims landed at, Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock.
Big old slimy rock. I bet you a lot of them hit that thing and landed in the water there. Actually, I was really surprised when I saw Plymouth Rock that it was not.
It's not huge.
Huge, big thing.
I mean, it's a boulder.
It's a boulder, you know. And I thought, wow, that rock got a name for it.
Yeah, you can go there now, and they've got it kind of like enshrined, you know.
Yeah,
you can see that actual rock there.
Yeah, and they have a replica of the Mayflower there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that is shocking to look at that and go, oh, my gosh, a bunch of people got into that thing.
Yeah, what was it, 50-something, 50 or 60 people?
Something like that.
Speaking of that, we just watched this little short documentary. They just refurbished it. So the original Mayflower was given to the United States by England. And then in 1956, they commissioned a replica And so that replica is what's there now at the museum. And they just, this year, 2020 of all years, they just spent like $6 million refurbishing it. Wow. And so we watched this little mini documentary on it. And it went to Connecticut for 3 years, being completely refurbished. And then they sailed it back. It was quite, I mean, the video was really neat. It had all this like, what's the word, epic music and stuff. And I was kind of like getting a little emotional watching this ship come back in. But, you know, it just represents so many things about our nation, about the United States. And those people got in that boat. And I don't know how long it took them. It, you know, a month or 2 months. Yeah. To get over here. They faced all the adversity of the seas to touch down on the land. And the significant thing about Plymouth Rock or that area there was the covenant. Bob, I just hijacked your
is fine.
But the covenant that they made with God when they hit land. And I think for me, maybe that was the emotional part of this, just seeing the effort that it took. And then when they got here, they dedicated this land to the Lord. Man, I'm thankful for that. All right, Bob, back
man,
to you.
Now, this is a man that is ready in season and out of season.
Yeah, he is.
He come in here this morning, he says, I have nothing prepared. I don't know what we're going to talk about. And I'll tell you what.
I could talk about
boats. Anointing
is
on him.
He's got the Holy Ghost.
And
man.
He's got in him what needs to be said. So I will always yield to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Bob.
Hallelujah. Well, let's see here. And I'm going to read from what I had printed out. We know the mythical first Thanksgiving celebration was exclusively a Plymouth affair, taken part by the Pilgrims and the local Native Indians. History has not been specific about the actual date. It goes back and forth, but they figured it between September 21st and November 9th. Most likely it was early October of 1621, the following year after their arrival. Some of the descendants later made a Forefathers' Day that usually occurred December 21st to 22nd. Now, this celebration basically was, when they did get together, it was about national unity, that this country would celebrate our union. It says here, during the colonial regime, Thanksgiving proved to be a significant event in promoting national unity. The first issue, the First Continental Congress, as they met at Carpenter's Hall, was, can we open the business with prayer? Despite their diversity of religions, after fierce debate inspired by delegate Sam Adams, their first official act was prayer, with remarkable results. From the first day, miraculous unity seemed to have held the far-flung colonies together.
Mm.
They had a reason to give thanksgiving for this country to God.
Yeah.
And it all started with prayer.
Hallelujah.
You know, and
it did.
In the troubled atmosphere that the world is in now, what our country's going through, unity is important. Unity in the body of Christ. And how do we do it? We do it through prayer.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, on that thought there, excuse me. Christ, Jesus, that's our first, unity with him is our first objective. And, you know, from there, he is the great unifier. Hallelujah. And so, you know, that's what's neat about that story there, Bob, is they found a oneness because they found that oneness together in him.
Right, right.
And, you know, some people who reject Christ are not going to be very one. And but we are ambassadors. We are representatives of Christ. We are ministers of what? Reconciliation.
Yes.
That's what we are called. And that's what we do. And that's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. We are going to see it. Now, this is, I'm going to say something that's going to be a theme for a totally different podcast, but I saw this word recently, revivolution.
That's cool.
That is a cool word.
Yeah.
It's a combination of revolution and revival. And hallelujah, that's a whole nother podcast, but I'm going to throw that out there. Selah, revival, lution, a move of reconciliation back to God. Hallelujah.
That's good.
And to restore, as it were, this country's and the nation's original union with God. Once again, when they came in and they came up on these shores and they got out of that boat, you know, they had faced a lot of crazy stuff. You know, they didn't take a bath for like 60, I think it was 66 days. Wow. They had, I mean, their conditions, you know what I mean? That was rough.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing I took mine last night.
I was going to say.
I was at 65 at that point.
And, you know, if not taking a bath was the worst of their problems. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they endured so much. And then when they got here, they made covenant. They said, God, thank you. I don't know exactly what they said, but they prayed. I mean, this country is founded on those principles right there, that prayer and then the result of prayer and the unity and the power and the blessing. Oh, hallelujah. What an amazing, and then to celebrate, historically, what I heard was that, you know, they had done a Thanksgiving-like service several times before they actually got together and then turned it into a Thanksgiving feast. Like several times before it was actually a Thanksgiving feast, it was a time of reflection, of prayer. I don't know if they fasted, but they prayed. It was a service. It was a spiritual service. They turned their focus to God. And then after some things got settled and they were prospering some, then it turned into a feast. You know, there was one year there where they only had 5 kernels of corn. I don't know if you ever heard that story, the story of the 5 kernels. That's all they had. They had 5 kernels on each of their plates. Well, a time after that, there was abundance, there was increase, but yet they still put the 5 kernels on their plates as a remembrance, as to help them remember that God has truly blessed us. And so they would start their Thanksgiving feast with a time of reflection, a time of prayer, and thanking God. And man, it's just tremendous. I mean, the story is rich.
Yes, yes. One of the things that, as I was looking through this stuff, and we see where it began and how it began in our relationship with God and through prayer, but then it evolved. And this is not to take anything away from the later presidents and congresses and stuff that did things, but it evolved away from God. It evolved away from prayer, and it became a commercial thing.
Oh, wow.
And Abraham Lincoln, they attribute him to, as a national holiday. Didn't really see success until 1863 when Abraham Lincoln finally made it a national holiday with his 1863 Thanksgiving Proclamation. So it was Lincoln who resumed the tradition. And he was a godly man, and I'm sure he approached it in that way. Well, then later on, he had set it up as being the last Thursday of November. And that sounds all good. But eventually, the businesses started to complain and said they didn't have enough time between holidays, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so it was changed later on by Franklin Roosevelt, in 1939, and he designated it would be the fourth Tuesday or fourth Thursday, of November instead of the last Thursday, because there can be 5 weeks
right,
in that
right,
year.
Right, right, right.
And that's where the merchants complained. And at that point, things started to change for Thanksgiving to where it became a commercial holiday. And proof of that, what's tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's called Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Because all the businesses have been scrambling to get
I don't go out on Black Friday.
Oh, I don't either.
But I might order some stuff because it's cheap, but stuff is cheap.
But it's you know, we have to, as Christians, adhere to what the premise was of Thanksgiving, to go before our Father God and give him thanks for all that he has given us.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I want to give a big shout out. Fran, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast today. We're thankful for you.
Yes.
Mama Fran. I've been calling her Mama Fran. She's a spiritual mama to a lot of people. And I just want to say thank you, Fran. That ministry that you serve and that you are a part of is tremendously blessed to have you. So hallelujah. Shout out to you guys. Melody, bless you guys. We're thankful for you. Thank you for just being a part of what we do. Thank you for believing in us and the church. And we just bless you. Of course, Lacey and her husband, Nathan, just bless you guys. We're so thankful for what you guys are doing. And there are people who are so thankful for what you do, the ministry that you have, the prayer, the evangelism, the passion. Bless you, you guys. I just see them jumped on here. Just want to say
the perseverance.
Oh yeah,
they all have. They all have perseverance.
Yes,
yes,
tremendously so. So guys, just keep on doing what you're doing. Okay, back to you. Hallelujah.
Oh, back to me.
Back somebody.
Well, Christina, do you have some scriptures to cover today?
I do, but I wanted to come on the tail end of what you said. It reminded me, like what you were talking about, coming away from the Lord and becoming more commercial. It reminds me a little bit about what we read in the Bible about Israel, and Israel not continuing to tell their children about what all the Lord had done, and where that ended up getting them. It ended up getting them away from the Lord. It ended up getting them away from the things of God. And I think that that's, you know, we have a little bit of a parallel of that in the U.S.
Yeah, we all have that tendency to wander.
Sure, sure. Just kind of where the Lord had me, what Pastor just said, we were going to talk about Thanksgiving, and I know that that could mean so many different things, like literally the holiday. But where he had me was Thanksgiving to the Lord, but how we come into his presence. And Philippians 4:2 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known. And I'm not bringing that up so much just about getting prayers answered. Yes, we need that. Mm-hmm. But that should always be how we come up to the Lord. It should always be in thanksgiving. It should always be, you know, going low. When you're thankful, that's a humility. And that's going low. It's not, you know, everything's about me. It's no, everything's about you, Lord.
Amen.
Colossians 2:4-6. I really appreciated this. It was basically, it's like foundations. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built with him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. It's these are foundations, these are pillars of our faith, that to keep from getting deceived, you stay in thankfulness. You know, I remember, and I know we've mentioned this over and over again, Brother Morris talked about deception. And what the Lord taught him, that your humility is your protection against deception.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanksgiving is central to that. That keeps you in that humility of recognizing that it's because of the Lord is the only reason we have anything decent. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, even in this crazy time right now in the U.S., you know, coronavirus, elections, all that kind of stuff, we still have so much to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though there might be some things missing in your life right now, you know, there might be some things that weren't there that were there a month ago or whatever. You talked about the first world. First world problems.
First world problems.
We still have so much to be thankful for. We still have so much more than most people in the world, honestly. Right. You know, and I'm not saying anybody here has been complaining or anything, but I'm just saying it's like, it's perfect. It's like, here we are. It's time for a reset.
Yeah.
You know, let's go into Thanksgiving and have a reset. You know, maybe things aren't exactly how you want them to be, but man, we're so blessed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, we got our health. A couple weeks ago, some of us, you know, might not have had that.
Right.
We got our health. Mm-hmm. We still have somewhere to live. We have food. I have lots of food. My husband's been stocking up for months. I kept joking with him about his pile of food. And yet here we are using what he stocked up on. You know,
hallelujah.
Praise God.
We have so much to be thankful for.
Yes.
You know, we're overcomers.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. We are overcomers. If you don't have anything to overcome, then you won't be able to prove that. But we're overcomers. And you say, I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful for my health.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. All this COVID stuff, you know, my wife and I, we've overcome it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We faced it and defeated it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful.
Amen.
The Lord helped us. And he's helping you, friend. The Lord's helping you.
Yeah.
What are you, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what your situation or circumstances look like, but the Lord wants to help you. He's there with you. He said he'll never leave you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Friend, that's worth rejoicing over there.
Yes.
I mean, the scripture right there. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You'll never leave me. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, there's some people that are maybe listening today, but there are some people, I know there are people out there in society that are going, what do I have to be thankful for? You know, this year, a lot of people, and you see posts on it and everything about 2020, you know, it got trashed. It got trashed from the very beginning. And a lot of people sat there and thought, well, look what happened. Oh my gosh, how can I be thankful? And there's a scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, people hear that, and it's an encouraging scripture, but if people will hear that, and they'll go, how can I give thanks in everything? Have you seen what happened to me this year? You know, have you seen, you know, I mean, I can speak for myself if you want, if I have, you know, for as an example, I retired a year ago, and then shortly after that, we found out my wife had stage 4 lung cancer. Well, you know, I could look at that and whine. You can give me some cheese with my wine, but she got healed.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I can, I was giving thanks to God even before we saw a manifestation of that.
Yeah.
Because that's who God is. That's who our Father is. And there's a lot of people, a lot of you out there that are struggling through a lot of stuff. And you say, well, I can't give thanks for everything in my life. Well, I wanna share something that I ran across from a lady. Her name is Lisa. And she said, as she studied this verse, I saw it doesn't say we're to give thanks for everything, but we're to give thanks in.
That's good right there, Bob. That's good.
And that's what too many people are looking at when they hear that scripture. They're thinking it says give thanks for. I'm not giving thanks for cancer.
No.
I'm not giving thanks for COVID-19.
No.
I'm not giving thanks for corruption in government.
No.
I am giving thanks in everything, regardless of
Hallelujah.
What is going on around me. I am thanking the Lord. And she went on and she said, God is good and God does good. And that doesn't change even when circumstances are bad.
That's good.
Giving thanks opens our eyes to all the good God is doing right in the midst of the hard.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
You know, you look at those pilgrims when they came over, 66 days or whatever without a bath. I mean, they probably had very little water to drink. I'd imagine a lot of their protein was crawling around in their food.
Ugh.
You know, there was a lot of things that they endured, but all the way over, I'm sure there were people on there, some of the ministers, that kept saying, we're going to give thanks for this food that we have. We're going to give thanks for this little bit of water we have. Lisa went on and wrote, maybe one of the reasons God mandates it so that we will get our eyes off our circumstances and on him. He mandates thanksgiving so that we will see he is ruling even in the hard and that he is personally caring for us there too. Mm. Gratitude is a choice we make to look for good in every situation. Giving thanks in all things might not change the situation, but it will always change us in the situation. Giving God thanks in bad circumstances doesn't always change the circumstances, but it always changes us in the circumstances. There is always something for which we give thanks. Even on the darkest days, there are blessings to count. We must remember that if we face the sun, the shadows will fall behind us. But if we turn our backs on the sun, all the shadows will be in the front. That's from William Barclay.
Wow. Wow.
You know, folks, today you need to be giving thanks. Tomorrow, when you gather together, regardless of what the government's saying or how many people can be in there, we need to gather together and truly give thanks to God for what he is doing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I'm going to throw in something here real quick. A friend of mine just texted. I'm going to bring him in on the podcast. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to have a special guest here.
Pastor Billy Edgar. Good morning.
Hey, Pastor Billy. This is Justin Goff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got you on the podcast. You are live, my friend, to the world. This is your global stage. This is your global stage.
Praise the Lord.
Hey.
Thank God for technology.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, we're doing a special podcast, a Thanksgiving Eve, as it were, podcast. And so we're talking about Thanksgiving. And I'm here with Bob and Christina.
Good morning, Pastor.
Hey, Pastor.
Good morning.
And Bob just got through talking about how, you know, we're to give thanks. Now, we don't give thanks for everything, right? There's a lot of stuff. We don't give thanks for sickness. You know, Bob was talking about that him and his wife, they've experienced some tremendous miracles. His wife was recently healed of cancer. And so we were just talking about we weren't thanking God for cancer, but in the midst of everything, we are to give thanks. I mean, several promises. He's with us. He'll never leave us. We have the promise of healing. And so, you know, we don't give thanks for everything, but in everything, we are giving thanks to God. He's the one who causes us to triumph. He's the one who says that you'll overcome. Speak to that a little bit. Let's talk about, while I got you here on the phone, talk about Thanksgiving. What's stirring in your heart about that?
Well, thankfulness is a spiritual attribute. Unthankfulness is actually a sin. Being unthankful for things, taking for granted what the Lord has blessed us with, because he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Mm-hmm. And so to have a mindset, a lifestyle of thankfulness is showing a level of spiritual maturity, really, whenever we get out of the complaining. And really, complaining is unthankfulness. Whenever you look at Israel, as they were receiving the manna, they became complainers instead of being thankful for the supply that God had supplied. And so God has supplied for us this great nation. And I was listening to a radio host yesterday, and he took us back to some events from the original Thanksgiving and some more depth that you normally don't hear. Mm-hmm. And how that God established this country, and how thankful that we should be for this country, even for this process that we're going through right now with the election. how thankful that we are that God gave wisdom to men for a process, and to look forward and see that there could be trouble and issues, and have a plan in place to without any violence, without, you know, without uprising, without gunfire, without bloodshed, that process could be worked through. And so, and thankfulness for perseverance, mm-hmm. Because God is the one that gives us the ability to persevere.
Right.
I've walked through things that I did not have the ability to walk through. Sicknesses, difficulties, financial problems, long waiting on promises, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that long wait, sometimes that wears us down. And that's the thing that I would speak to us. A thankful heart will keep us encouraged because we're keeping our eyes on the Lord.
There you go.
We're keeping our focus on the one who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we ask or think.
Yes, sir.
Whether we're dealing with a disease, a virus, whether we're dealing with financial issues, whether we're dealing with difficulties in the nation, our trust and our hope and our faith is in the Lord. Even in our prayer language, we give thanks well whenever we pray in the Spirit.
Yeah,
amen. Yes.
And whenever we begin to allow the Lord to speak through us, we're entrusting Him to pray the things that need to be prayed. And so it's just a wonderful time. And this year, I think for myself, there is a deeper thought and thankfulness in my heart. And of course, I don't know about your family and Bob's family and the others, but my family is affected by the COVID issue. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be a Thanksgiving that we're not all together in the same house.
Okay, sure.
And so you begin to be very thankful for those times that you were able to be. And I'm thankful for the technology, because we can call. We can call and say hello. We can call and have a conversation with those who are maybe not with us in person. And I would think, Brother Justin, that we need to focus on the good things this Thanksgiving, and even if it's not as traditional or the family can't get together as we have been used to, that we look at some of the good things, and that we use the technology that we have to reach out to those people and not let it get to us, not get in that complaining spirit, because the Lord, amen, is what we need to be thankful for.
Amen. Amen. Hey, amen. Let me ask you a question here. So let's say that, you know, there's some difficult circumstances, and just maybe like what you just mentioned, some people are not going to be able to be with family. Maybe there's just confusion and different things going on with the situation in the nation. Give us like one or two real quick, like how would we stir up thankfulness? What's one or two ways that somebody could be right in the middle of their situation, but yet kind of like ignore that for a moment and press into thankfulness? What's one or two ways? What's one or two avenues or tips maybe that you could share that would help somebody stir up thankfulness?
Well, I would go back to the basic. And what I mean by that is, there was a day, sometime at some point, for those of us that know the Lord, there was a day when we recognized His voice and that He was calling us, mm-hmm. and that we received salvation. And the disciples came back, and they'd been casting out devils and healing the sick and raising the dead and preaching the gospel throughout Israel, and they came back to Jesus and said, even the devils are subject to us. And he said, don't rejoice over that. Rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so one of the anchors of my faith is, one of those things that you can always look back and it will bring joy and it will bring thankfulness is the day that you got saved.
Good.
And that testimony, reaching back for that memory, of the day that you got saved, the day that you maybe got baptized in water, the day that you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, maybe there's a healing that's happened in your life that's very significant. Maybe there's a healing of a family that God has put back together. Those things, being thankful for those things and reaching back to those things, it can't help but do anything but stir up the joy of the Lord.
Right, right. Awesome.
It takes us back to the Spirit because there's no time in the Spirit. So when you think about that, you're in that time and in that moment. And in that moment, you were full of joy, full of the Holy Spirit, full of thankfulness that you were saved. Amen.
Amen.
And clean and so that would be my key. And then look around the room at what you have, and what I'm talking about is family members that are there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And be in that moment. See, that's the Lord has been dealing with me quite a bit about being in the moment. And if we're in this moment and we've got loved ones in front of us that we're getting to spend time with, then we shouldn't be focused on, well, who's not here.
Wow.
We should be focused on who is here.
Good.
Amen.
Good.
And enjoying and being in that moment, being in the presence. And that's the thing the Lord has talked to me about with ministry, with prayer. You know, our lives are busy. We got all these schedules, all these things that we've got to do. And he just told me, he said, be in this moment. Be with me now. Wow. And slow down and listen to me now. And so I, you know, we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
Right, right.
Right. And so I think it's very important for us. And as the sun goes around the earth again, mm-hmm. amen. Mm-hmm. Every time that happens, we gain knowledge and understanding and wisdom. And at this point in my life, having time with my wife to be with her, to enjoy her laughter, her personality, to be with my kids, to know that we're saved, to know that every breath that we breathe is a gift from God. And that's the things. I mean, that's the foundations that I would reach back into.
Excellent. 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 Well, brother, thank you so much. Hey, Pastor Billy Edgar. Hey, how can people reach out to you? I know that you've got content out there in various places. Give us a couple ways that people can get a hold of you, follow you, get a hold of your stuff.
So they can go to the Life Abundant Church Facebook page.
Okay.
And they can simply do a search on Facebook for Life Abundant Church in Bergman, Arkansas.
Okay.
And that should come up, or they can go to the website, which is lifeabundant.church, and they can search for that. And it helps a little bit if you add Bergman, Arkansas.
Okay.
Because there's other Abundant Lives and different things. So it'll focus things down a little bit.
Okay.
And we have content on the website. Also, a lot of messages archived on Facebook. And then on Facebook, there should be a prayer call number there. They can reach us on a prayer call. We have a prayer call every Monday night at 7:30. And we just join in agreement and pray for the nation, for our president, and for Israel, and however the Spirit leads us.
Right.
And local pastors or whatever. But that's where we're at this point, and other things are coming. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And so we're just grateful for favor, the favor of the Lord and the blessing of the Lord. And we're thankful for our relationship with you. I was just discussing with a friend of mine how much that you meant to me just this morning.
Amen. Well, thank you, sir.
How much that you have helped me and mentored me in faith and believing for certain things. And so, praise the Lord.
Awesome. Well, Pastor Billy, my friend, my brother, we're thankful for you, friend. Thank you for jumping on here last minute. Folks, I just texted him and say, I'm fixing to call you and you're going to be on the podcast. So hallelujah. In and out of season. You're ready, my friend. I love you, man.
Amen. I love you too.
All right. Bless you, sir. Day. Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, hallelujah. I like some of that spur of the moment stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
So it was good. That was some excellent thoughts. Wow. Yeah. Something really stood out to me that he said, Pastor Billy, be in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hallelujah. Instead of being unthankful at who is not there or what you don't have, why don't you look at what you do have, look at who is there and start there and be like, man, God, thank you. I mean, we have a home. We have a roof over our head. We have food. We have clothes. People. We have people, friends, this friend, that friend, this family. You know, I mean, it may not be where you're going to end up, but we can always start by being thankful for where we start.
Amen. Can I throw something in there?
Yeah.
I try really hard to not cry.
Go ahead and cry. It'll add to the...
Right. 2 years ago was our first Thanksgiving without my mom. And kind of the same thing, you know, Brother Billy was talking about was, you know, it's like you got to regroup and you're like, whew, stop. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, mom's not going to be there. But we had all those Thanksgivings with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where we had to hit. And then on top of that, she was with the Lord, completely healed, out of pain, and dancing, singing, and doing whatever she wanted to do. And so praise the Lord. You know, this will be our third Thanksgiving since she's gone home to be with the Lord. And I keep having my Facebook memories come up. And I'm so thankful. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful. There she is in my pictures of my Facebook memories, mm-hmm. you know, and we don't have to focus on mom's not here. Mom's with the Lord. And I'm so thankful for what she sowed into my life. Man, mm-hmm. she's a good mom.
Yeah.
She's a good woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Hallelujah.
And now I can take up that thing in my family's life and be that good mom and that good grandma and carry on that legacy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be sad. Mm-hmm. You know, you have your moment where you're like, I miss your mama. Love you. Jesus, tell my mom I love her. And then you move on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's okay.
You know, if it wasn't for your mom, you wouldn't be here.
That's the truth.
Hallelujah.
In more ways than one.
Bob, and your parents are with the Lord, right?
I was thinking about, both of them are. It'll be 40 years that my dad's been gone.
Wow.
And, you know, I was thinking about that last night, and I thought, wow. But I'm thankful for the time and what he provided for me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is my religious background and my stability and what I saw in him as a man. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's been just over around 10 years or something since my mom's been gone.
Okay.
And you know, I live across the country from them for years, you know. So, I mean, getting together was a great celebration when we did, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but we also dealt with it when we were not together.
Sure.
And it, you know, it's one of those things that comes with age. The older you get, you know, you have more people that are gone, mm-hmm. but we still have a lot of people that are here.
Yes.
So Bob, you were saying that a lot of your spiritual foundations came from your parents, right?
Yeah.
And Christina, that would be true too. Your mom was, loved the Lord. Tremendous. I mean, one thing I know about your mom, now Bob, I didn't know your parents, but I, you know, had the privilege of knowing Christina's mom. And the whole time I knew her, it was all about the Lord.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, of course, you know, like I wasn't close to her, but about the only memories I have of your mom are her being about the Lord's business.
Yes.
I mean, that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
She, your mom is one of the first people after I had met her and stuff years ago. And I always called her sis. Mm-hmm. I always called her sis. Mm-hmm. She was a spiritual sister and almost a physical sister that I needed, and she was there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we're thankful for your mom, Frankie. And, of course, you know, I'm thankful for my parents. Now, my parents are still alive, and but my foundation is due to my parents. And so, Mom, Dad, if you're watching, no, I'm thankful for you guys. Absolutely love you. And, in fact, after the podcast today, I'm going to be with my mom. We got a little bit of our family coming in today early just to spend some time. So, yeah, I'm thankful. Guys, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you guys. And just what you mean to the church, what you mean to the podcast community, what you mean to me and my family. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And we are thankful for you.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We are blessed. Yes. Wow. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, I have vision, right? I mean, we're going to go forward. But if we were to stop and just reflect, I mean, even if this was it, wow.
Yeah.
God's been good.
Yes.
Well, I want to, as a parting thing to say, as you're preparing your Thanksgiving celebration for tomorrow, I know when I leave here today, I've got some cheesecake to make, and we got
I'm coming over, Bob. Thank you. That was the invitation.
Yes. My mom. Oh my gosh, he knows where I live.
Cheesecake. I'll be there.
And we just have different things to prepare today, and then we'll be preparing things tomorrow for those that are coming to our home. But I want to urge you, there's one thing that you need to prepare in your home. If you haven't thought about it, I'm giving you the hint right now. Make sure you have communion elements.
Ooh, that's, yeah, good. That's good.
You want tremendous, to take, Bob, your Thanksgiving day and all those that are with you, even if they have to stand around or sit around the table and wait to eat for 5 or 10 minutes, because you want to give thanks to God for the body and the blood of Jesus and what he has done for you. So I just want to urge you to be involved with that tomorrow before you take supper. We do it every day, or we try to every day, my wife and I. Granted, there are some times when dinner's sitting there cooking and we go to take the elements and stuff, and sometimes we do it in a little shorter fashion. Sometimes we take a little bit longer, but I want to urge you to take that time tomorrow to do that. Bless your Thanksgiving with communion.
Hey, this is one of those podcasts where it's just like, hey, I'm just going to float. So I went and grabbed communion elements, Bob. Thank you.
Amen.
Why don't we close out our podcast today? And I know those of you watching or listening, probably, you know, if you're listening, obviously you didn't have time. But we're going to receive communion right now. And we're just going to bless you, and we're going to bless the Lord. And we have so much to be thankful for, the blood covenant. We're born again. Jesus, yes, died on the cross. He took our place. Yeah. That is absolutely amazing.
It is.
Yes.
So if you are listening and you'd like to go back into the archives, you can go to our Facebook page or our YouTube channel, and you can participate with us in the archives. But we've got these elements here. Father, we thank you so much. I thank you for everybody who's listening, everybody who's watching right now. And Father, I bless them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, no matter what they're facing this Thanksgiving season, Father, I pray that you would just quicken them by your Spirit. Send a laborer across their path. Father, I charge the angels now to go and minister to them, that they would just be quickened and realize how much we have in Christ Jesus. Father, it's not all about the stuff. I mean, things. I mean, people get all worked up about, well, I don't have this or I don't have that. You know what? Stuff can come. Things can come. Matthew 6:33, he says, you know what? You don't have to be obsessed about these things. I know you need them, and I'll take care of you. But you know what? Really, that's not our first place of Thanksgiving. It's just thinking about the stuff. Our first place is thanking the Heavenly Father because Jesus came. Jesus came and was that substitute. He died on the cross, and now we have a covenant. It's sealed in blood, and we have a covenant with him. And really, that's the place that we start, because in him we live and move and have our being. And he has a cattle on 1,000 hills. All the silver and the gold is his. We can get stuff, but I tell you, without him, we have nothing. So, Father, I just bless you, and I thank you so much. Jesus, you are my Lord, and you are my Savior. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. And I'm thankful for how you've watched over us. I'm thankful for how you've ministered to us. I'm thankful that you've saved us. And you've given us your name, hallelujah, and you're making a place for us. And we praise you and we honor you. And Lord, as we just close out this podcast, we give thanks. We give thanks. We say thank you. I'm going to take this bread, and this represents that life, the life that Jesus gave us. He said, I am the bread of life. Take and eat. And for this precious blood, oh, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. And this is the blood of the covenant. And we thank you for that covenant. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you. Through the shed blood of Jesus, all of our sins are wiped away. Not just covered, they've been cast away, never to be remembered again. As far as the east is from the west, Father, you have totally washed us clean, made us white as snow. And through this blood, we're born again. We thank you, Jesus, for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, all right, friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. Bob, Christina, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hallelujah for being here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow it's Thursday. Just be in the moment, as Pastor Billy said. Be in the moment. Hallelujah. Send me a piece of cheesecake or something yummy. Hallelujah. No, I'm joking. I don't. We might get some weird stuff in the mail. Hallelujah. But enjoy your time tomorrow. Give thanks. Open with prayer. Remember the five kernels of corn, right? Look how blessed we are. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hey, share the podcast with somebody if it encouraged you, blessed you, or strengthened you in any way. If you need somebody to just partner with you in prayer, send us an email with your prayer request. hello@gracecitychurch.tv. That's hello@gracecitychurch.tv. Or if you got a testimony or just want to give us a shout out, send us an email or call us 870-741-9099. Leave a message. We'll get right back with you. We want to agree with you in prayer. We want to hear what God is doing in your life. Hey, also, if you want to partner with the podcast, if you want to financially support what we're doing here, there's several ways to do that. You can go to the website, gracecitychurch.tv/give. You can give there. You can text the give. Text the amount to 84321. First time you use it, you have to set up an account. Just follow the prompts there. Super easy. Or you can mail us a check, P.O. Box 7, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. Well, friend, until next time, be blessed and happy Thanksgiving.